This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Raise your hands.
Okay.
Peep, peep, peep. Wir haben es alle lieb. Jede, der so viel er kann, nur nicht seinen Nebenmann. Guten Appetit.
They're attractive.
They're very attractive.
Hot and loud.
And a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh my, is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
It's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
I'm talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
Is that Ireland's call?
Offside.
His foot's in touch.
Those are the things you hear at rugby matches. And Re-Raw have a little rugby match thing that you can play in pubs that sell Re-Raw. It's a thing called Flickery Kickery. You flick a little rugby ball over little goalposts and you can win pints galore.
It's pints for Ireland. If you play this game, you can do
Re-Raw
and kick the ball with your finger and you'll win games and win free drinks. It's really
flick
nice.
Flick it and kick it. And it's all part of the Six Nations, celebrating Six Nations, which apparently everyone likes.
It's Flicks not Nations. The Six Nations, it's Sorry. The Flicks Nations.
I spoke over you.
That's okay.
That's fine. Look, they like rugby and they like comedy and they like us. That's
Re-Rob.
Shut the fuck up for 1 second.
Sorry.
Sorry, I shouldn't say the fuck.
God.
At Re-Rob here. At Re-Rob here on Instagram. That's the ad, though. That is the ad.
That's it.
Okay.
Very good. I love when people who try to get around words, when they don't know a word, like snorkeling or something, like they're snoring and they try to get around it, they say the funniest things.
Mm.
Like, be like, do you do the at night when you're making a noise with your mouth and your nose sometimes?
They get around because
they don't know the word, so they just do this like long meandering journey to the word.
Mm-hmm. I wanted soluble aspirin in the pharmacy. She said, you mean like aspirin you put in the water to create bubble? That's the one, you got it, babe.
Yeah.
Anyway, I took her out in the town, me and the pharmacist. I thought we had a whirlwind romance. It was incredible. She was a very tender lover.
Do you like the wine that you pour in the flute and it has the bubbles? Yes, two champagnes, please.
Yes. Listen, it's still cold. Can I just say it's still cold? But I think spring is coming. I made one of these pots, you know, where. Ooh. I made two pots and I put like several different types of bulbs in them and they're starting to get the green shoots on them now. Nearly by each day you can see the growth, day by day.
Really? Day by day.
And they are coming out. I think when I go home I might have a daffodil that has emerged. So remember, spring and summer, they're coming.
They're coming,
they're
guys.
They're coming. Yes. And if it's cold on your skin, remember you can still have heat in your heart.
With a couple of flowers at the back.
But isn't it... In Ireland, spring begins with Bridget's Day, culturally.
I don't know, but it is spring.
That's spring.
Yeah,
February. So spring isn't coming, spring has sprung.
February made me shiver with every paper I delivered.
Bad news on the doorstep.
I couldn't take one more step.
Find a different word. Hey, Don McLean, find a different word. He rhymed step with step.
That's called a half rhyme. You can still be a half rhyme. It's like if you rhymed,
if you rhymed
cake and cape, that's still a half rhyme.
Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. The same fucking thing.
No, well, but he's doing
the rhyme
more
is also on the
or.
It's on the low, the assonance, because he's talking about the sadness. So the low O sound, the assonance suggesting sadness or the bad news.
Why are you coming for someone who was from theater?
Hey,
don't go against someone from theater. He knows what assonance is.
Well, okay. Everyone knows that.
What's
it's like the neighbor of alliteration. Everyone knows everyone knows alliteration in school.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then the next door neighbor of alliteration, the next one down is assonance, I would think.
Do you know?
Oh, yes, they live on Grammarly Lane.
The one on Grammarly Lane, the same.
I don't know what you were talking about.
Well,
it was riffing.
I'm Peter Piper. I live in Alliteration House in the. I don't know.
It would have been very smart for you to figure something out, but it was a lot for you to ask.
Yeah,
to
but I realized alliteration lives next door to assonance, and I was going to do every person who lived in Alliteration House would have been.
When you guys are talking about anything, do you ever like.
Alliteration Alley.
Alliteration Alley would have been.
Yeah,
the one,
and then assonance would be.
I don't know. An assonance.
What's it? What's assonance?
Like the long corridor to the door. A lot of long O sounds like
okay,
that.
Okay, assonance.
Oh. I thought it was S's.
That's sibilance.
Fuck off.
Yeah, well, that's a bit difficult because I have a slight lisp, so that's difficult for me now. I feel put on that. Slight. I'm not like Kevin Toomey off our enemy podcast. I'm Grandmam, who has full lisp.
They're back now, by the way. I'm Grandmam. They're back.
Well, when are they ever not back?
2.0 now.
They've too much on. Yeah. Oh, they're doing great.
Aren't they doing wonderful?
I had a friend of mine, Betty, right? And she bought this bit of butter. Now, the way it turned out, she went and just bought a bit of butter. But the bit of butter that she bought, that Betty bought, was bitter. So Betty
the bitter
bought,
butter. Betty
the bit
bought.
Of butter Betty bought was bitter, so was Betty bitter. Bought a better bit of butter.
She got a better bit of butter.
She got a better
bit of butter. I'm the scat man.
This sounds like, speaking of butter, in Germany they have non-salted butter.
Boring!
Oh, you're
Germany
gonna regret
boring.
Saying that. Germany's you're going to regret saying that because my parents you got a present butter? For the young hot guys.
Oh!
It's Schokogetten.
Why does everything sound so disgusting?
Latte macchiato.
Latte macchiato. Oh, yeah, maybe.
That sounds nice. Anyway, this is from my parents to the young hot, the junge heiße junge, jungen. It's chocolate.
This looks like a laxative.
It is, yeah. Get that right inside you.
No, but it looks like the branding looks like it's no nonsense. There is no magic.
Yeah, it's purple chocolate.
This is the thing. All this Augustus Gloop thing, that is not Germany. It is this laxative chocolate.
If it was delivered laxative, straight to your face. Because it's Germany, they would have called it make and go shit and soon quickly.
Kaka.
Yes.
Kaka pills.
A cup of tea with the Wasserkucker.
Kaka Schoko.
Wasserkucker. Did I talk about Wasserkucker before?
Do you know what, Shane? You're so funny. If only I could see you somewhere where you were performing live. Like, funny,
you guys,
you're so
when you're listening to
this,
it's
if you're enjoying my witty repartee and banter and off the dome things, come and see me on the tour. My tour starts tonight.
Tonight. Where does
if
it
you
start?
Listen to this live on the podcast, starts tonight. Limerick City.
Thursday.
Limerick City.
We built Limerick City.
Where's the next one? Dundalk, Man the Town, all that stuff.
Wait, what day are you there?
That's Friday night. And then the Whale Theatre, but that's sold out. And then all the rest of them. There's loads.
Oh, wow.
Read them out. Get a
they are
going.
Selling good, though. So I was a bit worried that actually they are
Shane
selling good.
Burn we're talking about.
Then next week is Portlaoise in the beautiful Caverns and Howth in the Abbey Tavern.
Give me dates.
And then Pavilion. The Howth is 17th and Portlaoise is the 16th. I don't know what days they are because I didn't write that down. And your family are all coming to see the Pavilion in the 22nd.
Yeah, well, Dunleary, the homestead. And guess what? I'll be supporting them, so you won't be getting two for the price of one.
What?
That night. Yeah.
He's not supporting me on all of them.
No.
I let him open for me
but I'm supportive.
I let him. Yeah, you're supportive of the tour.
Yes.
But I let you do some of the shows.
He doesn't let me do
some
all of
them. Some of them you will not be on.
Can I carry something or?
You can't.
No, you're doing good. You got a lot going on.
You have your own tour. Just to say Belfast and Kilkenny as well. Belfast, the end of the month, Kilkenny, start of March. And that's it. Also, I'm doing a gig in the K Club. Do you know about this?
Oh, yeah, what? The K Club.
I don't know why that's happening. But I'm looking forward to it.
What do you mean? Why? How did you get that? Golf?
I don't know.
Say what you hear.
I'm going to the K Club. And of course, I'm going to Australia. Jeez, I'm doing great. Good, an embarrassment of riches. Embarrassment. Anyway.
Again, support the podcast if you want to support me.
Great. Divisible by three.
Do you want to do yours or save them up?
No, I'll do mine.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, hang on.
It's okay. Someone sent me a message going, promote yourself as much as you like.
I might eat chocolate while you guys are doing your promo bit. I know this is for
Will
you guys.
Will Helmut be happy with that?
Helmut will be very happy with that.
I find it mortifying, this thing of like, people are pleased with the reminders, and when you post the reminders, they buy the tickets. So they're like, oh yeah, I forgot to buy the ticket, I'll buy the ticket. And then, but I still feel like an absolute sap. Do you know, you've done a few tours now. I just feel like an absolute...
I'd rather do it this way than be like, all right, we're on with Mongo and the Goose here. Shane, tell us about your tour. When's it kicking off?
Yeah. Going to be hit up so many fucking venues, blowing the roof off all over the country.
As a red-blooded man, Shane, you must be batting the birds away with a stick, would you?
Mate, let me tell you, comedy is 50% jokes, 50% pussy, and I am living for both.
You must live in the Venn diagram in between pussy and comedy. Would I be correct in that assessment, Shane?
Fucking hell, the car is dripping with fanny. I swear to God.
That's actually too much for me.
Oh, no, I get through a few of them. One in the venue, one in the stairs, one in the car.
Well, they call that the shocker. Anyway, it's a bus.
Tony, man, you're hitting the road yourself.
I'm hitting the road myself. Which one of you is Mongo? Which one's the Goose? No.
No, performing. Please.
No, my show Litterbox will be coming to a city near you. Some dates to be announced, but the 5th of April, I'll be in Vicar Street in Dublin. April 18th, the Abbey Tavern in Howth. April 19th, the Driocht in Blanche. April 25th and 26th, I'll be in the Whale in Greystones. May 2nd, I'll be in Dolan's in Limerick. May 3rd, I'll be in Cypress Avenue, Cork. June 14th, Vicar Street again. And I'm looking for a venue for Galway and London and maybe up north. I'd like to go.
If you have a house in Galway or even just a large sitting room, Tony is looking for a place. So just let me know. I'm booking this one.
If you've got a kitchen with an island, I'd be happy just to riff behind there.
What around size the are you island?
Around the island is when I'm at my funniest, I think, really.
What about if everyone stands around the island and you kind of on your knees on top of the island?
Well, I was hoping to not wear trousers behind the island.
Yeah, so people need to see.
You'd have to fully dress for this if there was no island.
I've figured shit out since COVID, man. Putting trousers on is still a fucking, do you know what I mean? Still a ball ache. Anyway, that's me on tour anyway.
I dress myself and showered every day in the COVID, actually. Some people were saying I haven't showered. I did it every day. Just a little ritual.
Would you be dressing gown people? Would you be dressing gown people?
No, ma'am.
I have a fleecy one that I'm the right temperature for about 5 seconds and then I'm too hot. And then when I sweat, I feel dribble down my arms.
I had a bath on the weekend and I put on a dressing gown afterwards.
Wow.
And I think I passed out for a solid 8 hours. I was in the house by myself and I was like, this is dodgy. Because when you get out of a bath, you're already very weak. It's like someone's just...
You know when you get out of a bath, you're so weak.
Do you not have that?
No, you might have something wrong with you.
Weak. Yeah, weak. I have something wrong with me?
I feel quite
invigorated. Any doctors, please write in. If you're some kind of cool, hippie thing, don't write in.
Iron deficiency? You have, when you get out of a bath, it's like kind of like when,
I'm just picturing
you know, when you
like
drink a lot of water
along.
And then you start, you know, passing out. It's that kind of thing.
What do you mean?
I'm picturing you stumbling from the bathroom with like a dressing gown half unsashed and just going, and then like Anna has to hold you up and say, please, come, you must take to the bed. And he's like, I can't walk myself. I can't walk myself.
And closes Kane across the room.
I couldn't do it. I can manage.
Victorian woman who coughs into a white handkerchief and sees a spot.
Yes,
a speck
the
of
consumption.
Blood. That's me.
That's you.
You guys don't get that when you cough into a blanket and look out the window across the moors and you have a speck of blood.
I can't quite tell what's a ladybird on my little handkerchief here and what's blood.
Darling, I would surely love to see the moors just one last time.
I understand the juries are still impacting London. That's why I stay here on the moors.
Darling, I would dearly love to see London just one more time.
Lord, if bloody Hitler has his way, there'll be no London left. We'll nothing to go see at all.
Let's do a turn around the gardens before the sirens go. We must be indoors for the Blitz.
These bloody air raid precautions. I tell you, if the Germans want me dead, come get me. Come shoot me dead in my bed for all I go.
You'll have as much chocolate as you want in heaven, good boys. Demand these ration cards. We can get as much milk and chocolate as we like. As much Shawgutten. Hang on, are you a kraut? why did you say that word for chocolate?
Shawgutten. German chocolate.
The pronunciation was very good there.
This war is nothing compared to the Great War. I fought in the field. Japanese.
I was watching. I watched Masters of the Air. I'm up to date. I think it's fucking brilliant. Masters of the Air. The Lord of Sea and Sky.
I didn't want to see because
the nepotism he didn't like.
The nepotism of the Spielberg boy, also
Band of Brothers, but space, sky.
In space.
There's an Irish chap.
Never was so much owed by so many to so few.
We had Barry Keoghan and another Irish boy as well.
Is he playing?
No, planes.
Planes.
No,
planes.
Is he playing a plane?
Barry get Keoghan in me, plane. Boys.
Barry John in his most divisive role yet.
How is lads? Climb into my back and I'll bring us all the way there to Germany.
Is it World War II? And is he playing an English fighter pilot?
English is he English?
American. Yeah.
He's a great actor.
We haven't seen any slanderous Germans yet. You'd be glad to know. They haven't been slandered yet. But it's very good. And I had kind of reserved myself to be like, if there's ever a war, I'm going to throw my wife at it and run away. Like, I'm a coward. I'm a big coward. I will never enlist in any war ever. The idea, you know. But seeing these men, I'm just like,
yeah,
fuck.
But boys.
We're boys. And they were boys. And they were boys.
Yes.
And like, what? These are like... You'd like 19-year-old corporals, you know, taken to the air, being like, hey, we are not letting go of this. We're dropping the bombs. Austin Butler, still doing an Elvis voice. Not that impression. That was Nick Nolte. But, you know. Yeah.
There was many going on there.
But I'm annoyed now because I'm like, I'd reserve myself to the fact that I was not like, no, that's not really a man. I'd never be in a war situation. But now I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm not really a... I felt emasculated watching it, to be honest. That's where I am.
My Uncle Otto, Great Uncle Otto, was...
No, it's okay. Might be fine.
It's a funny one.
We're just talking about the World War II.
By a very
you
young
my
age, by like 22... By the age of like 22 or something, he was like head of a submarine, an U-boat.
Okay.
Because they were
and what
dying.
Was submarine doing?
And who was the rest of the body of the submarine?
They were going all around and they ended up in like America. And I think they were like spying, or I don't know what they were doing.
It was an Irish fella invented submarines, you know that?
Yeah, Limerick City.
You may tell all of that. An Irish fella invented submarine.
Do you know the MGM lion? So that's an Irish lion. The MGM lion. That's an Irish lion.
What's going on here?
Oh, the MGM lion.
The MGM
you know
lion.
Did you?
You know the MGM
lion? You guys
line?
Have had too
line?
Much that was filmed in Dublin Zoo. Latte Macchiato.
No, Tony's right. You have to defer to Tony there on this one. He is correct. The MGM lion. And let me say, the width of O'Connell Street.
Why are you wincing?
The width of O'Connell Street.
Is his face sore?
I'm so lost.
Bigger than Oxford Street.
I was telling a story about my Uncle Otto.
Sorry.
Name is spelled the same forwards
and
as it is backwards.
It was boring.
No, it's good. He's in New York.
He was in the U-boat.
No, because I feel like when it's like, you know, when you're telling a joke and then people interrupt it and then they go back to it. They go, no, go on, tell your joke. And then the pressure is multiplied by a million. And then you go,
so Otto fled the war.
The chicken, he went
U-boat.
To the other side.
Oh.
You know, so I don't, he was in, yeah, he went to fucking New York City. He ended up wanting to see the Statue of Liberty, so he put the thing up and then they ended up getting shot because they revealed their position and then they had to crawl back to Germany. And
so he went out in a German U-boat to see the Statue of Liberty. That's not a good idea. That's not a good
Whatever,
idea.
Whatever, you ruined my joke. It wasn't a joke, it was a family story.
So he started looking at the Statue of Liberty.
Gillian's having a little grump for those listening on the audio. Gillian's having a little sulk.
Ah, Lady Liberty.
Sourpuss. I'm Sourpuss this episode.
Yeah.
No, he wanted to see I guess he didn't realize that people thought they were such baddies, the Germans, and he just was like, oh, I want to see the Statue of Liberty, and then they revealed their position, and then they just like were like, is that a submarine? And then they shot at it and hit it. And then really stupid.
But I mean, you started.
But he didn't
this.
Die, so there you go.
He didn't?
No, he didn't. No, they all survived.
Oh, that's good. But you started this by saying when he was 19, he was the head of a submarine.
22, yeah, or something like that. Very young. Yeah.
Maybe too young then, because he was popping up being
about
like,
it, like, yeah, what would
Lady
you...
Liberty? Why do we keep going French?
Why do you keep going
Liberty. Ah, sacre bleu, Lady Liberty.
We're getting it back.
We want it back.
Ah, les femmes vertes.
And we're not taking it piece by piece. You want to ship the whole thing. We want the whole lady on a boat.
Do not waste time. Have it shipped immediately. Tout de suite.
You let it go all green. We wanted it copper and shiny. You ruined it.
Sent it to you like a shiny penny. And now look, what have you done to it?
Give it a wash.
Like a commoner.
Give it a wash.
Lady Liberty, she has no liberty no more. She is trapped.
Statue of muck. She is the statue of...
The color of, how would you say, like the ground, like mud.
Like mud.
Like the ground, like mud.
Otto, blow it up. Pop out of your U-boat.
Yes. Remember that early on in these podcasts, we sang.
We had fun.
Maybe
we liked
it is a crackhead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it didn't make the cut.
It didn't make the cut, did
no,
it?
No.
Okay,
didn't.
Well, one time we were doing this and we kept saying, many a tears a crackhead from
Mucha.
Lenny Kravitz.
What happened?
And then Mucha as well. But I came on my Spotify the other day and then I went into, I was having a meeting in a cafe downtown. And I went in and I took off my headphones. And it was still playing in the cafe. And then I, like a big dork, I couldn't not share it with the people. But you know what? Actually,
it was playing off your laptop.
No, it was on my ears in my phone.
And then
I took off my earphones. And it was playing. And I said to them, Americano, please. And I said, oh my God. I paused to see if it was Mutia version. It wasn't. And I was like, oh my God. And then I showed them my phone. And they were like, cool.
People don't give a shit. People don't give a shit.
No, she gave me a bit of a concession. She's like, yeah, I just stuck it on. It's such a jam. And I was like, yeah. I was like, that's amazing. Anyway, I tipped them and everything then because I don't know why. I just panicked. You know, they spin the iPad around. You're like, you obviously best skip. I pressed 10%. I gave her the 10% tip. I said, enjoy that, love. You enjoyed that.
20 cent.
Sure, 10% of an Americano. What's that, a tenner now? The price of bloody coffee.
I like this guy.
I'm telling you, the price of bloody coffee. I don't know, I wonder.
Insane margins.
I said to the girl, how much is that? What's the cost price there? What's the cost price? Looked on the cost price. Anyway, I tell you, it's not $3.70.
Have you ever got a silly name on a cup? Did they ever write a silly
name? I've never ordered
cup?
Anywhere that they require a name, and I would always lie if I was ever asked.
Lie about your name?
I'd be like, Bob. I just wouldn't.
Wow.
My friend does that, Bob. Like, he goes for Bob because he lives in America, and his name is Fionn, which is... easy, no?
Fionn.
Not for Americans.
But I was like, if you're going to change your name, just say Finn. But I was next to him and we were getting burgers and he was like,
Bob's Burgers.
They were like, name. And he was like, Bob. And I was like, and then I just kept, because I thought it was so funny, I just kept going, hey, Bob, in front of the guy. I was like,
that's cute.
So Bob, what's going on, Bob? The guy's just like, obviously just thinks that's the guy's name and he thinks I have some sort of condition or just have to say people's names all the time.
You're a Pokemon. Pokemon. I think that's what that is. Bob, Bob, Bob. What's his name? Guess. His name's fucking Bob. Like Charmander. No, I've not done that either. I just thought it might be some funny anecdotes.
I was in Argentina.
Tony, are you
they
okay?
Called me Kelvot. They wrote Kelvot.
Kelvot?
Yeah.
Killian.
I said Killian, and they said K-E-L-V-O-T. And so some people call me that.
Kelvot.
Kelvot.
Yeah, Kelvot. You can call me that if you want to give me... It's a cool nickname that people call me.
What's your middle name?
He has... I know one of them. Loring.
Yeah, Loring.
Loring?
Yeah, Loring. And then also Philip. And then also...
Philip, like King Philip or
Joseph.
Prince Philip.
Like Prince Philip.
No,
Phil, also a German.
Phil Linnet. I name myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think he was the tax collector.
Phil Linnet? No, he was a musician.
Zacchaeus?
I played Zacchaeus.
Did you play Zacchaeus?
Zacchaeus was a greedy little man.
You must pay more. You must pay two shekels more. If their rent they
line.
Couldn't pay, he would take their homes away. Yes, Zacchaeus was a greedy little man.
Uh-huh.
He climbed in a tree to watch Jesus, and Jesus said to him, everyone hated Zacchaeus. Do you know Zacchaeus?
Yeah. He was a little
come
man.
Down here, Jesus said to him, come down here, you'll eat with me. Didn't he break bread? And then everyone loves Zacchaeus in the end.
Yeah.
But hold on, these people... We're trying to evade
tax. Zacchaeus, I know him, Zach.
Zacchaeus is portrayed as a villain.
Yes.
All he was doing is collecting the tax. You have to pay money into the
you
state.
You are such a tax lick.
No, you must.
Tax.
No, I'm a socialist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I am. You have to pay in. If you have it.
You don't like cash in hand. You gave out my Revolut Turkish barber because of that.
I don't trust the Revoluts and the cashes in hand because of the VAT they're not paying. Anyway, that's boring.
I know.
I'm going to have some more of this.
What's
German
your confirmation name?
My confirmation name is... I wanted it to be...
What did you want it and then what did
I want it to be Wolfius. We were given a big book of saints' names.
What was it?
And Wolfius. It's almost like if a child made up a cool name for like his created character on Fortnite or something. You know what I mean? Wolfius. Not quite Morpheus. Not quite Wolf. That's too on the nose. Wolfius. So there was a Saint Wolfius. Don't know what he did. Might have been a PO.
10,000 saints.
Yeah, it was a big book.
I looked it up the other day. It was 10,000 saints.
Wow.
In the boom time, it was 9,000.
In the boom time. So I went up. So I went up to the priest and I had to say my name, and I was like, "Wolfies, Wolfies, Wolfies."
The bishop,
whatever. I don't respect him. Whatever the nun, whatever. And I went.
Whoa,
up.
Whoa, so you don't respect him? So you think make him the female? So you don't respect women?
Nuns are pretty ropey.
Nuns.
Nuns are cruel.
Yeah, but they'd be pretty. Oh, they'd be up for throwing nun money. You'd have to say a nun would be up for it. Like, she'd be hard up. You know what I mean?
You are. Anyone who's like even just like a Killian, a fairweather Christian, was probably, you're always like, yeah, suck me off, God, and you know, nuns.
Well, I think God
it.
Wouldn't mind.
Let me tell you the story.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me tell you about nuns in a minute as well.
Okay, horny nuns in a second. So I was like, Wolfius, Wolfius, Wolfius. And I went up and I was like, and what do you want your name to be under Christ? And I said, Wolfius. And he goes, no. No. And I was like, what? I'm like, no, not having that. And I looked over and I just saw my mate Joe and I just went, Joseph. So it's Joseph.
Yeah. Okay. You know. I feel like you're legally obliged.
Legally.
Yeah, and this is legally.
Wow.
You know, legally speaking.
Legally speaking.
Legally obliged. Blah.
There's a legal loophole.
Legable.
Mama.
Legally. You're no, the citizen's arrest.
Most people have Joseph in their name. I don't know. It's the most common one.
Oh, yeah?
So many people
is
have Saint
Joseph. Joseph the Joseph of Mary and Joseph?
No.
I think
or
so.
Or is there another Mary
what miracle did he do? Not getting arrested for being a nonce? Is that his miracle?
Yeah,
I mean,
if you want to break that down, Mary got herself into a bit of trouble, and then what did she do? Oh, an angel came to me and said I was pregnant. I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Oh, an angel came down and said, Mary, you have the Son of God in your womb. And I just said, okay, go on.
It's the biggest double down,
went,
isn't
the
it?
Donkey.
Like,
Joseph.
Yes, I am pregnant, and it's actually the Son of God, so.
Joseph said to her, he was smoking, and he said, well, listen, mate, you tell your mother, an angel came down. That's what happened.
Babe,
nothing happened here, do you hear me? And she was like, okay.
Immaculate.
This is what happened. And she was like, Joe, can we not just get married? Shut up, Mary!
I've done the apprenticeship in a couple of years and we can tell them then, but like, for now, it was an angel, right?
He was also like 70 years old.
Was Joseph 70 years old?
Yeah,
she was like 12.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Sick. Sickle.
Well.
Things were different back then.
Things were different then.
Do you know what's mad?
What?
So, obviously, I was in New York recently enough.
Jesus. Obviously.
And there's this thing in America, and it's happening around too, but like Gen Z and kind of like young millennials and stuff are becoming Catholic again.
Wow.
It's a thing. It's kind of like, I think people feel...
The greatest taboo.
Because everything is so chaotic and stuff, there's kind of... And then there's maybe a period where they grew up after the sort of all the shit. And so they're kind of like, oh, it's kind of a bit of a safety net.
Why
kinda,
Catholic?
You can sit in
Why
it.
A Protestant?
I think that there's something camper about it, or there's rituals and rules and stuff like that. Protestantism is kind of just like, yeah, I'm Protestant, and then that's it. You're grand. Whereas Catholic, you have to do shit. There's things you have to do, and it's like, I don't know, events.
Beg.
Breaks up
Beg
the year.
For mercy. Yeah. Beg, tell actually, the priest everything you do.
It's also like a doctrine.
Like about it. And then a doctrine, you can sit in the safety net of. Anyway,
it makes you feel as small as you already felt in the first place, being like, hey, this guy's really speaking my language. I'm a piece of shit. And I do feel bad for everything. How did he know that?
Yeah.
I love this. I love this for us.
Yeah. No, it is. It's a thing.
Yeah.
People are becoming.
I almost got God again. Yeah. I was at my cousin's wedding, and he had like this, like, found again preacher guy. It was not Catholic, but he's like Christian and really like endearing, really like, hey, just want to talk to you man to man, you know. I gave up all the gack years ago, you know, I'm on the straight and narrow now. And he's like, you know, yeah, you got all your worries. Jesus says, hey, just give me them worries. I like that big backpack that you got full of crap, full of all the stuff you're telling yourself. I'll take that backpack for you. You know, it's all that kind of shit. You
I
know?
Envy it. It'd be nice.
I know. It'd be lovely. Yeah,
it imagine you're worried about things and you just go tell the priest and he's like, look, I'll look after that.
So I did this. I did this. I did this. I did this. And they're like, yeah, okay, say a few things and you're grand. And guess what? Eternal, forever amazingness.
Mm. When everybody was doing confession, right? Like, obviously, everyone went in and said, and I had impure thoughts, Father, because everyone has them a couple times a day. Do you like the priest? Oh no!
They're didn't tell me Madre de Hoover was my number one.
Oh yeah, yeah. I lied in my first.
I lied. Everyone lied.
Full lies.
It's not good enough. It's not juicy enough.
Yeah.
And you feel like saying, "I could confess to you now, Father, because I'm telling you, porky pies here.
Yeah.
Not a word of this is true. I don't want to be here. And I'm uncomfortable. So
I am the mass singer. I don't know if that's reference.
No, he kept saying. My guy kept saying, anything else? So I was like, I didn't help me Madre de Hoover. Anything else? hit me brother. Anything else? And I'm like, what do you fuck? What? I fucking slap me ma around? What are you talking? Like, what do you want? You know?
Yeah.
I shot JR.
Didn't clear some of my earnings. financial year 1991, 1992. Just a few savings in the credit union. But
year seven, like, what have you got? You have to just come up with stuff.
Do you know what the highest penance?
I was mean to my sister.
The highest That's penance, sorry, I ever heard. The highest penance. And it was like 50 Hail Marys.
Oh,
right?
God.
Someone go. This guy, Sean, came out of the thing and he was like, why is it she? And I'm like, oh my God, what'd you get? And he goes, 50 Hail Marys.
What did he do?
So
what
did you do? God.
No, he goes, I put a fizzy lolly in me baby brother's mouth. And like, even at that age, you're like, that's so bold.
50 Hail Marys.
I
should imagine it.
He
the
was,
priest.
Yeah.
Seemed through. Because they used to do the
he
whole class.
Squinting
at the same
and all for
time.
A day.
He's
he
just
was
sitting
squinting.
There going, yeah, 10 Hail Marys, 10 Hail Marys. I put a fizzy lolly in me brother's mouth. What the fuck? Oh
yeah,
my
God. It was probably a baby only on milk. Like, you know,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Fizzy
baby
lolly
just
in me baby
steam
brother.
Coming out of his
ears. Yeah, yeah. Squinting.
Loved it.
Oh!
His face hasn't come back.
You'd be worried then you forget how many they said as well. How many did I do? I've done, and then you'd be like, oh yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think move on. Do you know what that could be? It's because it's been very tumultuous globally in the last number of years.
That is it.
And I think people go back. I was not reading this. I saw it on the internet about fashion, and that's why the Aaron Nitz, you both are sitting with Aaron Nitz on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming back in because when there's been great tumultuous times that people return to heritage.
Mm.
And then when there's big forward-facing future things, such as the space race and all those things, that's why that 60s and 70s thing is like futuristic and silvers and those colours come in because they're looking to the future. Whereas now we're like, we need something restorative.
We're going back to basics.
So they're like, you know what I'll do? I'll just be a Catholic. I'll just be a Catholic.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'll wear an Aaron sweater.
The good book.
The good book.
The good
book. Must give it a read, the old good book.
Must give it a read, yeah. Although I didn't like when Jesus cursed all those figs. I know he was hungry and all, but Jesus Christ. What's his name?
I liked when he fucked up the temple when they were selling all their wares.
Yeah, mad.
Yeah. But then that's a bit much because that was like, he's like his own thing. That was like a Jewish temple. It's kind of none of your business. Like, behave. If you're a little renegade off going, I'm going to start a whole religion about me now. About me. The poor Jews are just doing their Jewish stuff.
What's your favourite station of the cross?
Maybe Jesus falls for the second time.
Yeah, that's mine. Second
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it's like, second oh, he's time really having like, a hard time.
Because
yeah.
it's a callback.
Mm. Yeah, 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 callback. Yeah, yeah.
It's a callback to the first time.
Again?
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah, they love that.
Do you know in The Simpsons when Mr. Burns is doing
this one? They know this one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 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 Do the fall again.
He's hey! Walking again. Hey, he's behind you. He's like, no, I'll do the fall again. Ah, all right, showtime. I'll do the fall.
When in The Simpsons, when he's doing, Mr. Burns does a film like Ben-Hur, and he gives water to Ben-Hur, and he says, drink up. Judah Ben-Hur. What's Judah about?
It's from the movie Ben-Hur.
Does he say Judah Ben-Hur in the film?
I think so.
What's Judah?
I think it's his name.
Judah Ben?
Judah Ben.
Who says that?
In
Mr. Burns.
Maybe it's a boring thing. Mr. Burns. In Mr. Burns'
so
film.
He says Judah Ben-Hur.
James' dad, Mr. Jai's. Burns.
Drink up. Judah Ben-Hur.
Judah Ben-Hur. I'm Mr. Burns.
What?
I'm Mr. Burns. Judah Ben-Hur. You'd have been hurt. I don't know.
I don't know.
What's
right.
he doing?
It's assonance or something.
Oh, I'm somewhere else today. I think the fucking...
You can't blame jet lag this week.
No.
No.
No,
I do like
in.
Some of the things Jesus said, just to kind of get a bit of balance in there. Just if you're a Christian, listen, some of the stuff he said was all right. The meek will inherit the earth is pretty good.
The meek will inherit the earth.
I love that Life of Brian line where it's all like, what did he say to meek? Meek? Yeah, he said the meek will inherit the earth or something. Oh, that's great because they've had a hell of a time.
Young people say things like, now, and that's actually a really underrated film.
Yeah.
About giant
that's
cultural
great. That's yeah. great, yeah.
monoliths like that.
Daniel Day-Lewis, underrated actor.
Underrated actor.
Actually really underrated.
There's two Oscars. Really underrated. Underrated.
Do you know what's underrated? Paris.
Yeah,
underrated,
really underrated.
Real underrated.
Underrated.
Bro, bro. They say bro. I was next to some Zoomers in the pub and they were like, bro, bro. Like, what are you doing, bro? Like, that's pretty much all they
say. Is a Zoomer a Gen Z? Is that the same thing?
Yes.
Right.
We need this pick.
Thanks so much for
Thank
sharing
you. Anyway, that's
all
been...
we have time for. We only get a certain amount of time where Killian actually speaks English, and
this
unfortunately,
is late. Sorry.
We didn't. We're actually a bit early.
It is a later record. It is a later record.
We have time. We have time, don't we?
We do. If
time.
You can speak,
it's time if you'd hurry the fuck up and get on with it.
Okay,
just...
because I've got fucking dial-up signal going on in my brain at the minute. So things are going slowly.
What can you do? Can you recharge?
Is someone using the phone? Because I can't think.
Wow, you're messing
freaks. Yeah.
No. I was looking at the Diary of the CEO podcast, is the big one.
Stephen Bartlett.
Stephen Bartlett.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. So listen, tell me, what's going on that big brain of yours?
Yeah.
I want to nitpick that and just... The premise is like he wants to learn from these people and he still keeps that premise. It's like, I just want to learn from you. Mm. I just want to learn from your big, big brain. But he has just... He used to be talking to like people. You know, very famous people or whatever, peeps like us. But now he seems to just be getting nutritionists on. And if you look at like his TikTok, because I've been looking at that, right? So I'm like, how is he the biggest podcast in the world? That's what this podcast needs to be. Mm. And I've looked at it and basically he just gets nutritionists on and they just say increasingly mental stuff about food. And the first like 5 seconds of the video are just like, cheese is basically an orgasm. When you eat cheese, it's an orgasm. Yeah. And I was like, and that's the first sentence. It's just a guy saying it with such conviction.
And then you hear like a ring, like some sort of waterphone noise.
Shane Daniel Byrne condemns.
Oh, it's new sections.
Charlatans.
Third person. Love it.
Charlatans. Shane Daniel Byrne condemns. I condemn this Stephen Bartlett. Condemn it.
How many Hail Marys?
In the first episode this year, I put in my outs quackery. This is all quackery and charlatanism. And you can't trust anyone like that because they always have an
opinion.
This is
life. That being said, I do think we should do some of that because it's the most successful podcast in the world. He, for the last episode...
Someone I saw described it as Joe Rogan for people with turkey teeth.
Oh, wow.
Is that accurate?
That's good. Yeah. Like, it's Love Island Joe Rogan. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly
that's
what it is.
Same. Yeah, that's the same.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Yeah, so that's kind of what we're going for, but obviously we can't do cheese. We just need to pick a source.
Is there anything that you have found that is no way scientific, but like might make you feel better? Like something you do or something like that? Like, I don't know, like, you know, having a chipper when you're hungover. Do you know what I mean? Like something you could say with conviction that you know probably isn't the thing. So, or what would it be?
Think they just talked about cheese a lot. So we could just talk about beans.
If you have warts, you need to cut a potato in half.
Yeah.
One half you rub on the wart, the other half you bury in the garden, and you will find...
Scientifically.
In a couple of days' time, wart will have gone down 75%. 2 weeks' time, gone down 25%. It's actually getting bigger with the stats that I'm giving you.
This now will, you know, scientists will say this will align exactly with the normal amount of time that it takes for a wart to disappear.
Yeah.
But it will disappear. It will disappear.
If you're going have out, warts, there's a fella in Knock.
Yeah.
Ring this man. All you have to do is ring him. Phone him up. You talk to him. Explain the wart.
Is he a seventh son of a seventh son?
Tony, I'm not quite sure of his lineage. You call this man who's in Knock. He's based in Knock now. I'm not sure where he's from. I think he's actually Castlebar. But anyway, you call this man in Knock, and I think his father was a musician.
Okay.
And that's so interesting.
The warts, though, Mairead.
They'll go, so.
So, Mairead, I'm really great to have Stephen, you on the Diary of a CEO.
Well, thank you for having me.
Listen, I'm not sure, Stephen. I'm going to invest in the warts business. Is there anything, what would it do
let
for me?
Let me, would you be afflicted by warts yourself?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm not comfortable. I've had warts in my time.
There's no shame in that. Yeah. No shame in that, Stephen. There's a fella, I'll give you the number now. You'd have to add in you'd be bigger from England. So you're
England,
00,
yeah,
what is it? 003, one of those anyway. And I'll give you the number for Knock. It's just a landline, the telecom errand. But you ring him.
Do they have an Instagram?
Do you know it took years to get the phone when the phones first came in?
Thank you so much for listening. Do stick around to the end.
You'd be on the waiting list for this phone and you couldn't wait for the bloody thing to come. And then, of course, when you get the phone, no one has the number.
Right, just for the TikTok, I just need you to say, right, guy, the name of the guy. Something a bit more punchy, you know?
So
something.
We had shares in Telecom Aaron, let me tell you.
Okay, yeah, thanks,
Mairead. They sold that and that went, whatever they say.
A bit more punchy for the TikTok.
My husband died. No, he's 9 years dead.
Thanks, Mairead. Just, okay.
Anyway, there's a fella over
there. Mairead, we're just going to try and move on. Thanks.
Right, so anyway, you call this fella and I tell you, now I'm not sure if it's actually for warts, but for the few things, he's great.
That's Diary of an Old Woman's Tales.
I think something like that. So where you have, like, you know...
That was very good, Shane.
Thank you.
Good.
You know, sorry, I enjoyed it. And you named her Mairead, which is great, or Mairead, as they might say out west.
Ugh.
Hi, I'm Gerard Farrelly.
And I'm Niamh Kavanagh.
And we have been friends for a very long time.
And we regularly solve each other's problems. And now we'd like to solve yours in our podcast, Agony Rants.
It's a weekly show where we offer you unwavering support.
It's true. And it's the place to go if you need a place to vent or to get thoughtful advice.
It's a serious lawsuit waiting to happen.
Now, Grode, there isn't a problem that can't be helped by having a comedian and a Eurovision winner dissected before your very ears. Agony Rants is 40 minutes with two friends who just want to listen to you.
Niamh wants to listen. I dip in and out.
Agony Rants has a new episode every Monday and you'll find us wherever you do your listening.
Old Wives' Tales on Stephen Bartlett, yeah.
You say.
Did we not just
we
do
should
that,
drink. Yeah, I know, but that's a sketch. 2 pints of milk before you go out in the piss.
Yeah.
Is that right? And a big dinner and lots of bread.
Well, it lines the stomach. It lines the stomach. That's what we did in our day.
Soaking. You know. It's called soaking.
Ice cream for hangover. People have that sometimes.
Did they? It's got to be Teddy's. Oh, it's got to be... No, they use a different type of powdered fucking shite.
Teddy's.
They mix it, they're shite. No, it has to be Teddy's.
Teddy's is the best ice cream. We always got it on time. My dad, he would scoop us all up and bring us down to Teddy's.
He'd scoop you up.
He'd scoop us up and get the scoop.
And put you in the fucking cone, would he?
We thought it was huge. The guy's barely 6 foot, you know. But at the time we thought it was huge. And he would have had a routine back then. It wasn't GM saying that.
And we stared out Dunleary Promenade and we fucking saw fungi. Don't ask me how we got over that side. Don't ask me how we got over that side, but we fucking swear we saw fungi. And I always remember eating Teddy's.
It was incredible. And actually, we were in the Frascati Shopping Centre and fungi came strolling in.
That's such a local reference. Like,
well, Frascati's unreal.
He was in the Roaches stores. He was actually serving in the Roaches stores in the Frascati Centre.
Oh, Roaches, I tell you, I miss it. I do miss it.
And every time he scanned, he just went, he actually didn't have a beep, but he just did a little dolphin noise every time he scanned the Roaches stores. Where's
Roaches stores?
Roaches stores gone the way of that hi-fi shop on George
Super
Street.
Super Quinn, Roaches stores. Those were shops.
Those are very Roaches good killings.
Super Quinn, Quinsworth.
Yeah.
Unrelated to Super Quinn.
Unrelated to Super Quinn.
I was in Super Quinn as a kid once, and you know what there was?
Really?
A magician.
There was a magician, so.
Yeah. He was going around in Sundrive. He was going around with.
What was he doing?
By the way, I heard someone called Super Value being Kimmage recently. Everyone knows it's called Super Quinn Sundrive.
Wow.
Anyway.
Was that a conversation you had
is
with
this,
another person?
Wait, what was I don't know. I just realized, actually, I feel like there's a bit of mania in here. Like, what are we doing?
I love it. What are we,
like, we're talking about
wearing too many clothes. I think that's what's going on.
You're talking about a magician in a shop.
Yeah, but Killian, I feel like I actually blacked out there. I was like, talking about that.
It sounds like an early version of that film, Now You See Me. An early version of Now You See Me, because Now You See Me is like they put on a magic show, but that they rob a bank. But this is like the early version where it's just some lad in a super quid taking a tin of beans going... For my next trick. And then he just puts the tin of beans in his hat and just breaks out the door. For my next trick, I will make this roast chicken disappear.
Sorry, mate, can I have a look under your hat there, man?
No, you may not.
You've got grease running down your face, mate.
No,
you've got grease running down your fucking face.
I will also...
Have you got a rotisserie?
Make this knife appear from my hand.
Oh, bro. Just put the fucking rotisserie chicken back.
That's amazing. That is just what it was like.
Was it?
Yeah, it was so like that.
I remember Santa visited Super Quinn in Northside and he arrived in a helicopter.
An actual helicopter?
An actual helicopter. Jesus. He arrived on the roof.
Boom times. That was what it was.
And there was something about that which was like less real. It was like, if it was flying, I know we can fly.
Where's that sleigh?
Where's the... Hunty?
Sleigh.
When you're a kid and you knock something over in the shop, I knocked over a jar of mayonnaise. And I was like, oh my God, I financially ruined my family. I was like, oh, fucking hell, shaking. Like, Mom, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? It's Hellman's. We don't usually get that stuff. And then they just came over, put some things around it, and then they had to clean it up. And I was like, Mom, what's going on there? Like, do we not owe them for the mayonnaise? And she said, no, we don't.
Well, that's great.
That's the thing, though.
Could I not just scoop stuff into the... Just walk into the shop and just smash stuff around and go, I don't own that.
Not a child.
That's damage.
Anymore.
You're committing damage deliberately.
But they didn't charge me for the mayonnaise as a child.
They just write it down as like spillage.
Spillage. Did you deliberately... Now, Killian, did you deliberately drop the mayonnaise?
And God
is
watching.
I just wanted to see what would happen. I just wanted to see it spread.
At that age, it was testing boundaries, you know, kids that age. Yeah.
But if you knock stuff over in a shop...
I want my shuggeton.
My sugar.
What is my sugar? Where is my latte macchiato sugar? Killian, do we not have to pay for this?
And they also samples. You don't get samples in shops anymore.
You don't. You don't. What happened there? What happened there?
COVID.
No, don't mind COVID. They took that away. You used to get a little bit of like lemon chicken off the lady.
I felt like you knew something. You don't know.
You said that. Like
and what happened there? And what happened there?
Well, I'll tell you.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what happened there. They
Leo Varadkar.
The emphasis on greed. That's what happened there. And the drive for profit. That's what happened there. They won't give you a thing free. They won't give you a thing. They won't give you a thing. They don't pay you back for loyalty. Tell you what. They don't give you the
well, they Super do with Quinn the card. Years ago. They give you a lot of money off the Tesco loyalty card. So they give you a
no,
lot
they don't.
Of money off.
That's fake.
That's fake. That's fake loyalty.
They is actually, it's not, you're not loyal. Getting that's it not cheaper. Other people are being robbed.
Yeah.
Robbed blind.
And they're not getting a free little bit of a sausage. So now we can't
talk. So it's my podcast now.
Okay. We've been jinxed.
Well, here, bring Beverly back samples. Hills. Can we say that? Just bring back samples.
Can we say that?
Can we say that?
I don't know. Can we say that?
Are you guys going to fucking come for us?
Legally. I'm just not sure. You know,
legally. Legally okay to have
Can
samples?
We have small diced cubes of ham in a fucking cocktail stick?
A little roasted chicken piece on a silver tray.
That's what you keep saying, lemon chicken. Is that what you're after?
I feel like that's the kind of thing.
No, why did you say lemon chicken?
I don't know. I'm having a good time in the podcast, but chicken? I do feel there is mania.
Stop trying to put reins on it.
I'm not trying to put reins on it, but I am... You know, we're having fun, but I do feel perhaps I'm not getting enough oxygen to my brain. Something
That's
like that.
Fine.
I don't know.
Okay, we all take a
breath.
1, 2, 3.
No more! Let's go more! What would be your favorite little snacky thing to be offered?
Rocky Road. I think
a little bite.
Because there's not much.
That's a
like,
great bite.
What are they getting? What are they getting the vegetarians? Nothing. It's all meat-based things, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I guess... Also, that meat, like, you know, they used to have little pans and stuff. I remember as a kid, that being the most amazing thing ever.
I love the little
gloves. Their tiny setup.
If you want to be a millionaire.
They give it to you. And you'd have it would graze. The top of their gloves would tickle your hand and graze.
In the 1990s, those women who worked for, like, Birdseye or whoever, that was the same level of glamour as an air hostess for Pan Am in the 60s.
They were
the epitome of femininity.
Yeah.
They would go around and take my... drive in the car back at the Starlish. Yeah, put it all in the back of the Starlish. And they'd put their little tray out, a little heater thing, and get the plug, and they'd give it out to anybody who wanted a piece. Those women were, you know who else I
chicken
love?
Chicken dipper on.
Yeah. Would you like a chicken dipper? They're half
like
price all this week. It's £1.99. They were the most glamorous women. You know who else I love? You know the women who work on the counter years in Arnott's.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And they have the, they're like, they're aging now, and they have like big red lipstick, and they think that they are, they think
they are.
I'm huge. I'm a pillar of the Arnott's family, and they just sell Clarins off one counter concession store. But they, I love their belief and how seriously they take their job. I love them.
Yeah,
I love them.
Do you know what's really fun? Because samples are so rare these days. Something that you have to learn, which is kind of, I actually kind of love doing it, is going up to a tray of samples that someone has given you, taking the sample, eating it, and then not buying the thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is the, it's such a, you walk up, maybe it's like you're at a stall in a market, you walk up to it, you go, I'm kind of interested in this cheese. Mm. Oh, it's just quite a rare cheese, yeah. Oh, take a bit of cracker and a bit of, okay, cool.
Just walk off. You have to act like you've never eaten cheese before.
That's, I'm going to just go off. I might come back. I'm not coming back, but that's nice. Thank you. Oh, that's the first cheese.
What a faff.
That's great. Okay, bye.
You have to act like you've never had cheese before and then make up an excuse as to why you're not coming back.
Yeah.
All you wanted was just a bit of free cheese.
No, I think but I
the
thing that.
Is, cheese is an orgasm.
My house suction on fire.
Cheese is an orgasm. So, and a sneeze is 1/8 of an orgasm.
Whoa.
A sneeze is 1/8 of an orgasm.
What if you ate some cheese, sneezed, and came at the same time?
1.5.
Your body haven't exposed.
2.5 orgasms. You have that.
Chocolate's an orgasm. Not for me, though. Not the way I eat it. I eat 6 snack bars. I had a multi-pack of snack bars the other day.
Have some chocolate gutting. Go on.
Okay, I will. I had 6. And you know what? The 5th one was amazing. 6th one, not so much.
Don't eat that into the microphone. I can't bear it.
Oh, they're all already separated. Yeah.
They're pre-separated in Germany.
Pre-separated.
Yeah, the chocolates are pre-separated. So they don't, you don't have to crack them and then get your hands all chocolatey. They're pre-separated.
I want to un-shout out Philip Boucher Hayes.
The mic is literally not on.
I told him to take the mic away while he eats that. How do you, what's the reverse of a shout out? Shout down?
Just don't mention.
The opposite would be a whisper down.
Well, I want to
whisper
shout
in.
Out.
Whisper down.
In criticism.
Oh, whisper down.
I want to whisper down about Philip Boucher Hayes.
Philip Boucher Hayes.
Yeah, he's a journalist.
Okay.
And he was covering for Claire Byrne. As you know, I listen to Claire Byrne.
Okay, you can talk. You know,
thank you. Maybe people were actually into it.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
If you're into that, let me know. I'll send you a DM.
ASMR. Yes.
This is my camera.
I want to roast him because Philip Boucher Hayes was eating. He had an Afghan woman on and she brought in various dishes. And he was like, delicious. What is that? I make this at home. And I was getting sick listening
to
that.
Welcome to mukbang.
It was a Philip mukbang. And, yeah, but a mukbang must be consensual. This was a forced mukbang that the listeners had to pay for. Taxpayer, pay for that.
Taxpayers pay for mukbang.
Anyway, so Philip Boucher Hayes, hope you're
happy. It's 2024 and the taxpayers paid for the mukbang. But did they enjoy it? Find out on Joe.ra.
That was very Virgin Media. That was kind of...
That was very good.
Virgin Media.
You speaking backwards again? Apparently you say Virgin Media back... whatever, it doesn't matter. Joe Duffy's going.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh my God,
finishing his contract. He's going next year.
Stop, I'm embarrassed. I didn't.
Absolutely
I usually know all the boring ins and outs of it.
Yeah, there you are. Don't know how I figured that out.
That is insane.
God, and what's he going to do? I mean, God.
Probably go for something more hard-hitting.
Has any money saved. God.
Okay, he's probably fine.
Yeah, I'm sure he's fine.
I'm glad that platform will not be given to the extreme. And they are the extreme. People think Joe Duffy is like a petri dish of Irish culture. It's not. It's the biggest fucking whingers who are a 1%. That is not reflective of what Ireland is. And I'm glad to see that gone.
I like when it becomes a fun one. It's Lifeline. They're not going to give it a Lifeline.
Lifeline's great.
They probably won't know. No,
but it won't go to Katie Hannon. Like she covers for Katie Hannon covers. See, I know all about it.
Okay. We can't be promoting other... shows.
I don't think we're in kind of competition with Liveline.
We are. We are.
Yeah. I don't think
so. No, we are because someone called me last week and said
they would listen to
the inner tubing of their bicycle.
I can only listen to podcasts at 2:00. So
if you have any issues in which you feel there's an injustice, like come to Young Hot Guys, we can sort shit out just like Joe.
Talk to bros.
Talk to bros.
My mate Joe, not Duffy, is constantly calling up Liveline trying to get rid of the Angelus. He calls up a couple of times a year. And like, whatever the conversation is, he'll steer it onto that. And he'll be all like,
Joe,
like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? If this is any other country, if this is any other religion, you know? And he's even he writes in that kind of like Irish Times kind of prose for the letters, you know, you know, I don't even know.
Horror. Dear sir.
Dear sir, you know, I was absolutely aghast, whatever you'd say. I'm not smart and all like that. Bong.
Yeah, just bong.
It's a good beat.
You are bong. Such a little Christian.
I am a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
That you kink. Bless me, Father.
For I've sinned.
For
I've
bless sinned. Me, Father, for I am about to sin.
Doom, doom, doom.
Should we call it then? Or are we going to matter?
Yeah, we are going to matter.
Okay, let's call it there.
I'll call the podcast altogether.
Yeah, let's call it.
That's it, guys. Sorry.
We had a bit of a mania today, but that was
it was mania.
I will
we had coffee after 2 o'clock, and I think that's what sent me.
It's his latte sugarcutton.
It's the latte macchiato.
I didn't tell you this, but there's cocaine in that chocolate.
Is there?
Nice. Yes.
Wow. It tastes gorgeous.
Nice.
I might actually try the gat now after having that. Plug, Shane's on tour. Shane's on tour. And I'm on tour.
Tony's on tour.
And it then is left to me to plug what we do every week is we don't just record this podcast. We also record a whole other podcast. It's a Young Hot Guys bonus episode. And it is... I honestly, we say this a lot, even though this is a lot of fun, the bonus one is better. It's it is, better than it is this one. Good. So if you want to have bonus, mm-hmm. then you should listen, sign up on Head Stuff Plus. There's already a bunch of episodes there already.
All of our bonus.
You can listen to all of our bonus ones. You can listen to all of the other bony ass podcasts on Head Stuff Plus. You can get all of them. You can get Tony Bloody
well,
Cantwell.
Well, if you're looking for a bony ass, don't come my way.
Oh my goodness.
Also ooh. lots of podcasts there. Anyway,
cushion
you can sign up
for the pushing.
The cushion for the pushing and sign up for the podcast thing online. Head Stuff Plus or just Google it, you'll find it.
Thank you.
Was that okay?
Did it I was do, great. Yeah, I mean, you said lots of words.
Yeah.
And I think they fit.
If they went. Yeah.
Bye.
All right. Cheers.
I don't want to.
Go on, sing it.
I don't want to write you a love song. Because you ask for it. Because you need one. If I ever go on The Masked Singer, that's going to be my...
Oh, you know
now.
No.
We know. No. Yeah. You unmasked yourself.
Take it off. Take it off. It's like take it off.
I don't want it. Tony Cantwell. I don't want it. It's Tony Cantwell.
I go on there with a paper mache head that is barely made. The eyes are like... The paint is like leaking down my face. I don't want to
write you one of those. It's plume as well. The mask is just plume.
It's just plume head. Hey, Arnold head. Okay.
All right.
They're attractive.
They are very attractive.
Hot and loud.
And a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh my, is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
It's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
I'm talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.